I really thought that it was as close to a done deal as deals get to being done deals until they really are done deals, if you follow my tortured logic. I'm talking about the move of Western Province Rugby to the Cape Town Stadium. There was this deal, it was kind of confirmed by Western Province Rugby and by Investec and by the city of Cape Town that that Investec would buy the Newlands precinct and development rights would come with that, and then you know, West Province Rugby would play its matches, all sorts of levels, at the Cape Town Stadium. And that's where we would host test matches that were granted to Cape Town. And, you know, I was kind of rubbing my hands in glee, thinking about the season ticket that I would be offered and that I would almost certainly accept. And then I read an article by Craig Ray, the sports editor of the Daily Maverick, on the DM earlier today. The deal's in jeopardy, Craig.
I'm afraid so, John. Afternoon. It's just bizarre, really. I mean, all that needed to be done was the final documents to be signed this week, and according to President Zeltmaire, didn't sign them, and there's no real reason being given, as far as we're aware, as yet. That could have all changed in the last few hours, of course, but it makes no real sense at all.
Is there any hint as to why Mr. Maire did not sign the deal?
No, there's only some speculation, and the people I've been speaking to, some of them quite closely linked to goings on, they don't, none the wiser. They can only assume that he might have another buyer on the horizon. But even that is fraught with problems because, you know, this is an 11th hour decision. Yeah. Investec have advanced over 50 million rand to Western Province Rugby Football Union as part of that sale. And the heads of agreements have been signed. There's a memorandum of understanding. It's pretty much a done deal. And, even if there was another buyer now, I can't see how they would come in and take it, considering all that's happened so far.
I don't know whether you've had a chance to speak to anybody in the legal fraternity, Craig, whether the memorandum of agreement, what was on the table before this final signature, which would have, you know, made it more certain, whether that is enough to give Investec the option of legal action?
Yeah, it's possible. Look, my understanding, I did speak to a legal expert, and they said, look, a heads of agreement is not a contract in the sense that it's not the final contract, but so much detail is laid out in there in terms of percentages and money. And then the further rider to this is that money was already paid over by Investec to Western Province. So it's going to be if Western Province don't come to the party and sign this, there will be a legal battle. I'm almost sure of that because Investec have invested a lot of time and effort into getting this deal done because, of course, they had to get development rights and had to go through a lot of hoops to make sure that it's worthwhile buying the Newlands precinct so they can develop it. And they're not about to let it go at this final stage. So, there's a lot at stake here. And obviously part of their money, the 110 million rand that Investec are paying over to Western Province, 58 million of that has got to go to Remgro, who are owed that money by Western Province. Remgro is an investment company and owned by Hun Rupert. And they've, over the years, kept bridging finance going to keep Western Province Rugby afloat. They owed 58 million rand. That's supposed to be paid at the end of June as well. And the interesting thing, it wasn't going to be paid by Western Province. It was going to be paid directly from Investec to Remgro on conclusion of the deal. And that hasn't happened. So, Remgro, in theory, could foreclose on their loan as well. So Mr. Maire has put Western Province in a very precarious position. Unless he's got some brilliant piece of business that we're not aware of, that no one seems to be aware of, this could end very messily for him and for Western Province.
There's no indication, Craig, that he discussed this with the board and the executive, as I presume he would, under corporate governance ethics, be required to do?
No, there's no indication that it happened. I'm not saying he hasn't had private conversations with one or two people, but the fact that one of the board members, the point man on the deal, resigned over this issue tells you a lot about what he thought.
Indeed,
of how this was handled at the last moment. No, there's a lot of unhappiness, and there's a lot of talk now of bringing vote of no confidence against Mr. Maria, because of course he can't be fired. He's not an appointed position. He's an elected official as president, and the only way to get rid of a president would have to be through a vote of no confidence. And if there's enough people that feel strongly that he's brought Western Province to the brink of bankruptcy because of these actions, he could be in some serious difficulty to retain his position.
Very much a space to watch then. Thanks very much to Craig Ray, who's the sports editor of the Daily Maverick. I would be very, very upset if it didn't move to. I know that there are still some diehards who want rugby to continue to be played at Newlands, but I think that I'm in the larger group of people who are looking forward to watching rugby at the Cape Town Stadium, COVID-19 allowing, of course.